KSL at night. KSL at night.
And welcome back to KSL at night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside my good friend Greg Skordas. And Greg, yesterday I got a text from KSL News Radio that said Biden just signed a bill that could potentially lead to a ban of TikTok. Here's what I'm going to tell you, listeners. If you want to get a text like that so you know all of the things, you should send into 57500 the word breaking, B-R-E-A-K-I-N-G. So let me say that better. Text that word breaking into 57500 and you will start getting all the newsworthy stuff. No matter where you are, you'll know what's happening. And I reacted to this. I like TikTok, Greg.
Well, you can still like TikTok and you can still enjoy TikTok, but he didn't ban TikTok. He just said if TikTok wants to involve itself in the United States, it has to divest itself of Chinese ownership. So they're saying we feel like TikTok is a, let's face it, a Chinese company, that they're gathering information about America youth, that they're doing things that perhaps they shouldn't be, and we need to separate that governmental interest in that entity from its ownership. And so they're saying, look, TikTok, if you want to stay in business in the United States, you've got to have a non-Chinese entity that owns you.
Yeah, so let's listen to TikTok CEO Xiao Chu talk about what the response is going to be.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side.
All right, Greg, legal analyst for KSL. Are the facts and the Constitution on TikTok's side? Like, so is it the case that the government can tell multinational corporations who they get to hang out with multinationally? And do they then get to tell you what you get to post on TikTok?
I think what he's saying in terms of the Constitution is the First Amendment. And I think that what Congress is saying, well, we still have the right to protect the public. And so those are countervailing perhaps issues when you deal with the rights of the people versus the rights of ownership of companies, that type of thing. So I think this one's a little bit on shaky ground, and I appreciate
what's on shaky ground. The law, or
the new law, okay, that bans it. I don't know that the Supreme Court, of course, we have a unusual Supreme Court. Who knows where they're coming with something like this? But I think it's going to go through the courts. I'm sure there's already been a lawsuit filed. It's got to start somewhere, work itself up to the Supreme Court, or at least of certain states, or the state that it's filed in, maybe the United States Supreme Court. And we will have a constitutional question whether or not that is constitutionally allowed to force a company to have that is arguably owned by a foreign country to maintain its ownership in that country.
All right. So TikTok has been on notice, as Greg said. They've got to get themselves disconnected from ByteDance. So it's not TikTok that's the Chinese company. It's actually ByteDance.
Right, exactly, yes.
That is the Chinese company. Or the ban will come on January 19th of 2025. So what I hear the CEO saying is they are going to sue. They're not going the route of disconnecting from ByteDance. And let's hear what the status of TikTok is in the meantime.
While we make our case in court, you'll still be able to enjoy TikTok like you always have.
So the answer is, I guess.
Well, we have until January 19th of 2025, at least.
To enjoy it.
Right. But that gives TikTok two options. One, find new ownership, which they've basically saying we're not going to do, but you can bet that they're looking around. And two, to get it through the courts. And to their credit, Congress and the president, it didn't just shut them down next Thursday. So they do recognize that there are issues here. They do recognize, hey, let's give them a chance to get their new ownership. Or, and the alternative, let's give it a chance to work its way through the court system and see what happens. So, yeah, I mean, the January 19th of 2025 is pretty far away, and it should give us plenty of time to sort through those two issues, either new ownership or the court saying you can't do this.
So let me just ask a question right there. Isn't it kind of the job of Congress to prove that there is an issue before they can issue a ban like this?
Absolutely. But there were some hearings, as I recall, where they have very, what I believe Congress thinks, they have clear evidence that this is Chinese-owned, that it is gathering information about American youth. I mean, Congress did its homework. Whether it was accurate or not, I'm not going to say, because I don't know what they relied on. But they didn't just pull this out of the air. I mean, people will say this about companies from China that are owned privately, that they're really owned, that they're really part of the state. They're really part of the Chinese government, no matter how you say it. So then you look at TikTok, ByteDance, you look at what they're gathering, what they're doing, their algorithms. And I think Congress did enough studies and they had enough people to look at it to say they're more than just producing information. Because I think there was somebody that testified, you know, my kid watches some certain thing and boy, they know exactly what you like, what you're looking at, and they can hit you with that over and over and over again. And what does that do to a person's mind when you're starting to flood them with certain information?
Right, but isn't that also true about Instagram?
Absolutely.
So my question for you is, if the claim is not about the mental health crisis, so to be fair, in the state of Utah, I feel like the claim is about that.
Right.
And so Utah is kind of going after all these companies for that reason. But this is we've picked on you because we think you are connected to China. So we have made it a national security issue, right? Like, it's not just a mental health issue. It is a national security issue. Don't they have to prove it?
They do. And that's where they're going to be tied up in the courts.
Now, they
think that they've got enough evidence to support the law. And TikTok's going to come in and say, where's your evidence? Show us your proof and show us how you got to this point. We know in America in 2024, there is this paranoia about China right now. I mean, it's probably our most frightening adversary, more so than Russia. It's just become that way. And, you know, we have spy balloons flying all over. We have Chinese involvement in certain things, buying properties, looking at things like that. I think there's a real fear of China right now. And that's pervaded into Congress, the presidency. I mean, nobody's saying China's our best friend. And China hasn't done anything to make themselves our best friend. So, yeah, there's some paranoia here. And I think that's what's playing out.
So how does that work going forward? So, and again, I want to be clear. And actually, let me let TikTok CEO Xiao Chu make this case.
It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom.
Right. And ahead of that, he says it's disappointing.
Right.
This is a disappointing moment. And on my TikTok feed are all sorts of American business people who have made their living and who make their living.
And they're really upset.
Really upset.
Point. That's a great
point. Right. On TikTok, kind of talking about this. And a little bit, I just wonder, you know, to a certain extent, I think we always have a conversation in this country around to what extent our freedoms have to be curtailed to keep us safe. So you started this whole thing by saying Congress has a job. It's got to keep the people safe. But, safe for the point of safety should never, I don't think. So let's just kind of talk about it. It feels like it's anti-capitalist, right? Because it's stepping into a business and telling a business what to do.
Right.
It feels like it's anti-entrepreneurship because it's stepping into all these small businesses that are running on TikTok and making it so that they can't do the job. It also feels like it's a First Amendment about speech. So
that's
if I want to put a video on TikTok, I should be allowed to. How do they win? So when they file a lawsuit, Greg, where does it go? Does it go immediately to the Supreme Court?
And then
what does that look like? And then how does TikTok defend itself?
They file it in the trial court. We want a trial. We want a hearing. We want evidence. We want to put on witnesses to show that that this law was wrong, that it was wrong-minded. And they will ask for a preliminary injunction in that court saying, look, until the issues are vetted, until the trial is heard, we want you, judge, trial court judge, not Supreme Court judge, to put a stay on this January 19th execution date for TikTok and saying, look, we need to vet the issues here. That could take a year or longer. The judge in that case will probably grant some level of injunction and say, look, I'm not going to let this law go into effect until we have the issues heard. They'll have a trial. Probably the judge will hear the issues, say, OK, Congress, you had enough evidence to do what you did. And then it'll go through the appeal system or you didn't have enough.
All right. So next up on KSL at Night, Greg, we're talking about security and national security. One of the most maybe imminent issues, quite frankly, is probably not TikTok, but actually our border and border security. And it's become a flashpoint in this national election that we've got going. Ads that we see in Utah are talking about
political ads.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Yep.
Stay with us after the break.